It served me well ever since.
Nice.
Now, it's difficult for me to realize that, like, what I do isn't, like, easy, you know? Because I came on it. Because I came upon it so easily.
Yeah.
It's difficult for me to realize that not everybody can do the stuff that I do, right?
No,
and so I don't give myself enough credit for it, essentially.
You need to give yourself more credit, because it's incredibly hard to be you.
It's incredibly hard to be me. The existence that I live from day to day, not everybody could do that.
It's a terrible walk.
It's a terrible, long, lonely walk. I
see it getting better, do you?
Nope. Running from what? Who knows? I don't know.
I know what you're running from.
Yeah.
I drew it.
Yeah. Because you're a nightmare weaver.
Nah. Come on now.
You're describing terrible things to me in the car tonight.
Yeah, some cannibalistic green scaly skinned dwarf people.
Hermaphroditic.
Oh yeah,
cannibalistic.
Yeah,
eating each other and most other humanoids.
Some girl boys,
some lady boys,
some lady boys
out there,
lady boy children
out there on the prowl for flesh. Oh wait, flesh? Like for sex time? No, for eating.
Yeah.
They're going to devour you, Cole. These green trollish hermaphrodites, lady boys, are going to eat you piece by piece.
It's about the only time that the distinction is made. Well, what, like for sex time? No, like for sandwiches.
For sandwiches. Scaly green skinned hermaphroditic troll boys, who are also ladies, are also going to make you into sandwiches. Good night.
Now bye available bye. At Target.
Along with Zuzu pets.
Oh, no, it's in the deli.
Scaly green Zuzu pets who are sold in the deli, who will eat your girls and boys.
Sort of like trailed off into jingle. It's like words into jingles.
Words into jingles, Chris.
Sure that happened, but...
So, it is about, right now, when we're going, it is 8:41 on December the 25th of 2010.
Wow.
I'm just throwing darts.
You already got your skill ring for the month. Right?
My skill ring. Did you get all yours? All of your skill rings?
Once again, I narrow that down to... whatever conference the kindergarten teacher went to that got an idea.
But. No, skill rings. Because when we were in kindergarten, and you did this too, right?
Do we take for granted that skill rings are universal?
Maybe. I don't know. But like, I take for granted that when you're in kindergarten, there is a certain number of skills that you are expected to learn, right?
Yeah.
So in some cases, it might have been a ring, as in our case, with, you know, specially designed little laminated keychain rings to put on it to say, you've learned your shapes, you've learned your
muscles. What didn't you get?
I didn't get the shapes.
Really?
Because I couldn't recognize a hexagon or an octagon or something like that.
Really? What did you see?
I don't know. It's just, it's tough. It's tough when you're little because there's a certain number of things that you're expected to learn in your day-to-day life. And when you go to school, there's a lot of stuff that you're expected to integrate into your knowledge base that you aren't really encountering on a day-to-day basis. I think that's the reason why a lot of people are not able to, you know, incorporate things into their skill ring or skill grid or skill, matrix, as it were. Right?
Yeah.
And I think that up even to college, you know, you hear people say, oh, when am I going to use this in my day-to-day life? And because I'm a liberal arts major, I've been able to incorporate things into my skill matrix that other people haven't, because I came to accept it after my initial failures of, you know, of learning to add my month or my shape skill ring to, you know, to my skill ring.
Yeah. So you didn't get it.
I didn't get it, Chris.
Huh.
Because here's the thing. I wasn't a good student until I was like in eighth grade.
Really?
Right? I didn't do my homework. I didn't do it.
I don't know, man. You were off in some sort of fantasy world.
I was.
I can tell you, you know, from my first-hand experience that I lost the counting to 100 skill ring challenge.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean,
I have a Facebook friend. Her name is Valerie. And she was actually the girl that cost me the counting to 100 challenge.
Did she snipe the challenge?
She's not a friend of the TDRK.
No, oh gosh.
But she is on my Facebook list, and I just want to keep her close because one day I'm gonna fuck up her life. She was practicing in the background behind me, and I forgot 66.
She came in and she sniped.
No, from you. She was sitting behind me on the little carpet square. And she was, like, practicing her 1 to 100, and she said 33, and I went 65 to 67. And I turned around. This is before hate crime. Because I'm sure I could have come up with something, some group she belonged to. But, yeah, she made me miss 66.
66, really?
Yeah.
That's so retarded,
because, like, now that I'm an adult, I realize I'm just counting to 10 over and over again.
Right.
My 10 has a different name.
10 has a different name, 60. Right, yeah, 10 is just a different name for zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. You're not memorizing 100 numbers, you're memorizing 9 plus 10. So you're memorizing 19 numbers.
No, it's base 10. 19 is what
words.
It is.
Yeah.
It's base 10.
Yeah, base 10 is different than space 10.
Space 10. Space 10 is what I'd use when I'm in space.
Space 10 is lighter.
But I mean, isn't school? I mean, just a way for you to get your daily dose of humiliation. Because when you're living with your parents, they've learned to accommodate you, right? They've learned to they've learned
the fucking house you lived in.
Yeah, I've basically been cut down every single week of my life. Right? No, but I'm supposed. I guess
you went to your room. I went to the snack drawer. I don't know.
Yeah. And then we both end up overweight. Yeah, that's so weird, right?
You kept snacks in your room, apparently.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know, when you're living at home, and gosh, I think this is even the case in high school. Like, most people, they fail at college because they go out and they meet, you encounter a bunch of different people, even in kindergarten, right? And there's a different set of expectations.
Learned my first phone number in kindergarten.
Did you?
Learned the first one.
8675309?
Fuck no. Jenny was a slut. Everybody knew it.
So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
You got me.
Learned my first phone number. Didn't say got my first phone number.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, no. We're living in a shack.
Learned.
I'm here in Mansfield, Ohio. We're at right now recording in the same room for the first time since the first episode. You know, no big.
Which should be episode 11.
No, why?
This should be 11.
This is going to be 11 because I haven't put 10 out yet.
Yeah.
Because it's the holidays, and I'm not going to sequester myself back. Because editing this thing, it's a journey. It really is. Can I describe the scenario that's around us here?
This is what the inside of my brain looks like.
Well, because you have a daughter. Okay. So we are in our childhood home. You would say that? At least
sure. A
home
that outlet of cover over there when they built this house, that's the outlet cover I threw you into and you bumped it and broke it. And we both spazzed out because we broke the outlet cover. Because like we were like little and we didn't know that they were 12 cents or something like that.
Right.
We broke our new house.
Yeah. We're in the middle bedroom.
Which was originally your bedroom.
Originally my bedroom. But right now, to my right, your left, there is a Dora the Explorer kitchen. To my left, your right, is a Dora Explorer vanity hairstyling place.
For those of you who are more involved in battle scenarios, we are flanked by both a Dora kitchen on the left and flanked on the right.
So we're here. We're living it out. And you have a composition book in front of you, and you are drawing what appears to be a cluster of blueberries.
Nope.
No? What is that?
Huh?
What are you drawing in front of me?
I'm practicing my G's in cursive.
And he is. This is our live episode. You may have heard this alluded to previously.
It was my ambition.
It was yours. You know, I'm going to put in some crowd noise or whatever, like right here. Bring.
I guess we need to better off say who we are.
Maybe.
Address. We got asked in the gas station, granted in person, if we were twins.
We roll like up.
5 years difference.
We roll up. We're buying a Diet 7-Up for our delicious 7 and 7s that we have right here. And the lady behind the counter asks, "Y'all twins?"
To which I responded, "You stupid."
"You got eyes that work? Working in the speedway?"
You do what you gotta do.
Yeah, we do. I can't make fun of her because she's working on Christmas.
You just did for like 5 minutes. She asked if we were twins.
We're 5 years apart. Whatever. But we look similar. We both had hats on. Whatever. No,
Dad put the same ingredients in the same bowl.
It's tough. Because we do, we do look similar, obviously, because we're brothers.
Sure. You know,
we're those damn Ross kids, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I think you're my brother.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Whatever. You know. Looks, say one thing, but we were out today. It's Christmas. It's Christmas night.
If not, man, what does all this mean?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but whatever.
Okay.
But we were out today, and I mean, I don't know about you, but I like driving around on Christmas because there's nobody out. And I like to think that I'm living out some kind of stand situation where everybody is gone. I'm not talking about stand REM in the place where you live, now base north. I'm talking about, you know,
boom.
Everybody dead.
Boom.
Yeah, boom, yeah, boom. Exactly. Boom. Yeah. It's peaceful out. It's peaceful. Boom, there's boom, nobody out. Everybody's boom, in, you know, boom, talking boom, about boom, baby Jesus boom, and getting their iPods. Boom, and boom, it's a nice thing.
Boom, boom,
it really is. And, you know, boom, I think that boom, when we found boom, the body by the train boom, tracks, we decided boom, that we'd all grown just a little bit boom, and lost a little bit boom, of our innocence.
Boom. Boom.
Oh, man, we have
boom,
a nice
boom.
We have a nice, you made a pepperoni platter, cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
I'm going to take some of that.
Some orders.
Some orders. Have you noticed that as we progress...
Heavy on the H foot.
As we progress into this tough economic situation that we're in.
Obama's America?
Welcome to Obama's America. Say it whenever, you know, you stub your toe or, you know, anything like that. As we progress into tougher economic times, you know, I think we're all feeling it. Most of our television programming has to do with material possessions. You have hoarders.
We're not feeling it any.
You have Pawn Stars.
They projected that this year's holiday spending domestically, that means you and me and Toby and Eric and Anthony and Hoskeem and all the rest of them.
All of whom are in
Tyrone,
the room with us right now.
I'm thinking of other ethnic names because they're American for sure. $451 billion with a B dollars.
Bill, as in William. $400 billion.
No, billion.
William.
Native company.
$450 billion.
$451 billion.
$451 billion.
For the Christmas, like Thanksgiving, after the day after Thanksgiving until whatever, whenever the Chanukah and the Rosh Hashanah and all the rest of them are all done.
Yeah, whenever Hulkamania ends.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. $451 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, no doubt. That's 1/26th of our national debt.
I'm trying to think of, like, we have what, 320 million people in the nation right now?
Something less than that.
Maybe 306 million? Maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know. How many people are dying versus how many people
we just hit 300 million, like, not
that was like 2000.
Yeah,
no, that was like 2000.
That's
when we had
so 10 years ago.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is how much per person is being spent, right?
Sure.
I don't know. I can't tell you because
well,
I'm,
I mean, that,
I'm not good at math.
That's like $1.5 million a person.
Jesus Christ!
And you got what?
Who's kidding?
You got like some sort of e-reader thing?
I got a Kindle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got an iPod.
I got some sweatshirts. So, were those just expensive sweatshirts?
I mean, there are some people out there getting hella golden yachts.
Are they just trying to make
hell
us...
of golden yachts?
Wow.
You know what? You know what I think, Chris?
What?
I think we should get them.
You want to?
We should melt down their yachts and eat their children. I don't know.
Solution number one. Let's just start a list.
Start a list. So that's the first step in many things, you know.
Trying
to decide between two different vacations, the pro and con list.
The first step is starting it, and the second step is recognizing whether it's an actionable list or a manifesto.
What's my next action item here? Because I am a follower of GTD, you know, David Allen's getting anything done situation.
GTD.
You know what? JBC, just because. TCB, taking care of business. Because I, GTD, getting things done.
I'm convinced that your little abbreviation weirdness is just to confuse people enough so you can get ahead.
It's like I'm throwing down a smoke bomb.
It's like in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Which way did he go? I point both ways.
Rabbit season or duck season?
Letters! Here I go!
This episode is brought to you by Letter Letters. All of them.
The Letter Letters. Don't chase the devil tonight. Don't chase the devil tonight.
Ever listen to ska? You ever do that?
Never.
Ska music? No?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not forever.
In our house.
Don't really want to talk about it.
Don't want to talk about ska music.
Go ahead, no, talk about ska.
In our house down in...
You just ska from A to B?
Yeah. No, in our house down in Cincinnati, October is ska month.
Really?
Yeah. It's where, you know, whenever somebody puts on ska music, you have to skank.
What?
Skank.
Huh?
That's what it's called when you dance to ska music.
Skanking.
Skanking. I skank to ska.
No, skanking.
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 I'm skanking to
say,
some
no,
ska
no,
music.
No, I'm focusing on one word. Skanking.
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 Skanking. Because, Chris, it's like a steak banquet.
Man, I ran. And now between my legs is skanking.
It's like a steak banquet.
No.
No?
No. Skankin.
Skankin. Y'all twins?
What, Laka?
I don't know what you're getting at. I don't.
Hey, man, if there was a point, we'd have gotten there already.
I'm sitting right in front of you. I don't understand.
I'm screwing with your enunciation. That's all.
Do you know what a steak banquet, Chris, is?
A steak banquet?
A stankwit.
A stankwit.
A stankwit.
Steakwit.
Steakwit.
Huh.
That was tough work.
It's rough news.
It's a difficult scene.
Mm-hmm.
When I get enough alcohol, I mean, my face turns into a space eater.
Your face gets hot?
My face gets hot. It turns red. I get a little bit of the gin blossoms, you know?
Because
We've had something to drink tonight. We have one or two. We're working on our 7-on-7.
Yeah, definitely. My face doesn't get hot.
No?
I just get 3 feet back.
I mean... I'm just embarrassed about who I am.
Mostly.
No, you know, whatever.
For
that's
reason.
How we live. That's how we... Yeah, no, I mean, who could listen to this and not just be embarrassed for me?
So. No doubt.
He puts that much time into what?
And by this, I mean your novel.
Is it sad that I want to write? Like, it'd be fun to sit down and write something?
Inadequacies of accurate bureaucracies?
No, I just think it'd be fun. I mean, because writing is the closest thing we have to telepathy, Chris. It really is.
When did you make that up?
I might have read it somewhere. But here's the thing, right? I think something. I see something in my mind grapes.
Okay.
Right? Sure. I see something in my mind grapes. They squash around. I put something down on the pen. I... slide it across the table to you. You pick it up, and more or less, you see pretty much the same thing, right? Without speaking to you, as I'm speaking to you now, you have picked up what I meant, carried through a medium, as though through telekinesis, and, you know, there it is, more or less, as it flies away, as you're gesturing right now,
mm-hmm.
Right? Wouldn't it be interesting to just, like, sit down and write something? I mean, just in your head, you know. Because what we do right now is very extemporaneous. It's whatever is off the top of our heads. But to sit down and really just put something out that was premeditated, something we could go back over, put away, come back.
Extemporaneous.
Extemporaneous.
What does that mean?
That means that it is pretty much off the top of our heads. Speaking extemporaneously is you may have a couple of points that you want to hit, but it's not written out verbatim. So what we're doing right now is we have an idea of what we want to talk about. You know, you say something, I get an idea. And although the word-to-word is not mapped out by me ahead of time, I am putting together a cogent thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's structure. It's exotemporous.
It's exotemporous. It's, you know, it's an exoskeleton of extemporaneous thought.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We're rolling around like podcasting... You know, arthropods.
Extemporaneous.
Yeah, we're podcasting arthropods. TDRK. Podcasting arthropods.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it'd be fun to write. That's just me. I don't have the patience or the madness required to sit down and actually write something.
It does. It does take madness.
It takes so much patience and madness. I want to be a patient madman. I want to sit down and create something that people will see, people will appreciate. But right now, I just have to settle for them listening to me ramble.
Turns out I'm not capable of it.
I'm not. I am so not capable of it. That's a miracle that we get these people to pay attention to us.
We haven't heard much feedback lately.
No, they're out there. They're listening to us.
No, they're not.
No, they're listening to us. Chris, I had somebody. I met somebody. I was at work the other day, and somebody said, "Hey, man, I really like your podcast."
Really?
Yeah, it was somebody I knew from high school.
Who was that?
It was a guy named Bert.
Bert?
Hey, Bert. Yeah, no, Bertram Rabbit. No, he just like, hey, see, I was working at undisclosed video game retail place up here, and
was it David?
No, it wasn't him. No, but it was somebody who I tangentially knew from high school, and he came up to me and said, "Hey, listen, I saw you talking about your podcasts on Facebook," and he said, "I really like what you do." I was like, I was surprised. I was like, you know, I of course I said
surprised by what?
No, just that.
Did you slam up against something and ask him?
No, because he's a very large man, a lot bigger than me, if you can believe that. No, he's very person. No, he just kind of listened to you on a whim, and I really like it. And I said, well, you know, let us know, you know, write to us, please. Because I told him, obviously, whenever anybody lets on that they listen to this thing, I effusively thank them. I said, just thank you so much for taking the time. I know how difficult it is to set aside, you know, half an hour of your day even to listen to it. You know,
so easy for me to set aside a half an hour to listen to myself.
To yourself. Because you listen to it. You are our biggest fan.
Nah.
Aside from Tristan. But, you know.
I listen.
Do you mind if I make Tristan our intern?
No. She can't be our intern.
No, it's a he.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Tristan's a he.
That was the girl.
No, that's Nicole.
Oh.
No. See, we're rolling out a hit parade of all of our highest listeners. No, Tristan. He's the guy who I met through Mibim Bam. My brother and me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is he one of the brothers?
No, he's not any of them. No, he's actually, like, while we're recording this right now, actually he might be on break with his family, but he's out in the Marine Corps. He's doing exercises right now.
What a dumb son of a bitch.
No, I'm just kidding. You only say that because you went through that. He knows that, yeah. No, because I wrote to him.
He's learned that now.
Yeah, he's known that. But no, I want to make Tristan our intern.
Serious vocational error he's made.
No, so I mean, if that falls through, he always has a place at those damn Roskids Industries.
So, okay. So he has an internship.
He has an internship with us.
He needs to not get a dishonorable discharge.
That's true. But whatever.
You have like 2 weeks left to get out because you're gay. So hurry up. Because they're gonna make that shit okay.
They're gonna do that. They're gonna make it so. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have any perspective on it. My gut reaction says that's okay.
But you can plug whatever bore you want. Openly.
In public.
In public. Ready to roll, you see a devil on a pole. Stands looking for a woman, looking something to roll. Oh, oh, oh. Right on a woman to the open door. The loud well am I. Can I tell you something, Chris?
What? can I share with you a headline or a study? A study that was shared with me.
Word.
Okay. So our listener, Sasha, she wrote in to me with a headline that said that a study shows that looking at meat makes you calm. Like, they took the vitals of people who were just kind of sitting around, chilling out, lamping, you know? And then they took the vitals of people who were in a similar situation, but looking at meat. Mm-hmm. And they were calmer.
Really?
Yes, they were. Their vitals, their whole situation, it was a little bit more low-key.
I always get really anxious when I stare at meat.
Yeah, when you just kind of look at it as it cooks and burns in front of you.
Think, oh, I can take that all, and then...
No. No, I'm talking about like beef.
So was I.
Steak. God damn, man. Here's my question to you, Chris. How is it that your ice is not melted yet, but mine is?
Awesome. You have a drink in your hand a lot.
I do. I hold it. I gesture, okay? I gesticulate with my
with my gesticulars?
With my gesticular glands.
I gesticulate out of my gesticulars.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough to sit still.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're sitting there doodling in blue. What is that?
What?
Are you drawing a person? Okay, he is standing next to what appears to be a reindeer? A dog. A dog who is smiling, looking forward. He has a penis sticking out into... Oh, dear.
Why do women on bathroom signs have triangle bodies?
No, women on the women's bathroom sign have circles around them. Do you want to know why?
No. Yes.
It reinforces the image of the woman in the dress, right? So you see, like, the little stick figures on the public restroom signs. The man is in a triangle, and he is a head, a torso, head, torso, arms and legs, and the woman is in a circle, and it's head, arms and legs and dress, right? Well, even if there is no cultural supposition that a woman will wear a dress, there is reinforcement by the circle or triangle codification.
Why don't they have one stick figure standing up and one sitting down?
What if you have to poop? Then it's fair game. You can go into one or the other?
Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
One's for a peeing and one's for a pooping.
It's like those, oh gosh, it's not a low flow toilet because they all kind of are set to stun. But I remember using a toilet one time. I was at a friend's house that had one lever for poo-poo and another lever for pee-pee. Solid water and liquids, volume. Right? Yeah, yeah, whatever it was. At the time, I thought it was ridiculous, but now that's kind of smart.
Hormones.
What's that? Is that alien lady prostitutes who are very excited to see you?
Green whores, yeah.
Yeah, green whores.
Bastards.
Whore wars.
War whores?
See, there's
every generation has them.
Yep.
War whores.
War horror.
We love you long time.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Got my nose bit off by a Saigon whore.
That was an underappreciated movie.
Which one was that? Black Sheep?
No, that was Dirty Work. Chris Farley was in it. Directed by Bob Saget.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was directed by Bob Saget. Chris Farley played a barfly whose nose was bit off by a Saigon whore.
Was he a barfly? Did he own the car dealership?
No, he did not own the car dealership where the whores were put into the...
trunks.
In the trunks. All these prostitutes are dead in these trunks. What gives? Who shoots a live commercial? What do you want to talk about, Chris?
Sandals.
Sandals?
Yep.
Sandals Resorts?
Yeah. Sandals Jamaica. No, not really. I don't know, man. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. It's tough.
Let's talk about chicks, man.
I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that because we're brothers. We're those damn Ross brothers.
Lime.
Lime. Oh, so apparently it's pretty good that we decided to record this one live today because Skype is struggling after a worldwide outage. So millions of podcasters were not able to do their stuff.
Are there really millions of us?
There are millions of podcasters, Chris. Why? Actually, no, at my last check, like the last number that I heard was that there were 64,000 podcasts, although the average number of episodes was 3.
So people don't make it. At least 64,000 podcasts have made it 3 episodes.
Right, at least.
And then they die.
And then there's no more. There's no more of them. And see, we've made it 3 times that, so we're actually pretty old hands at this.
So why did they quit?
Right now. I've got no idea, because it's hard.
Is it really?
Because what we're doing is hard. It really is. You may not know it, but what we're doing
sometimes is... Sometimes it seems harder than other times.
Well, yeah, no, because we have to shit the comedy out and then package that up into something that people will listen to.
God, wouldn't it be more awesome if we didn't do comedy? We just regurgitated news. Like regurgitated junk that other people fucking came up with.
15 Dead in Israel, is it?
Yeah.
No, yeah. But what if we did that? What if we just took an input and then our output was very similar to that input? Right?
That'd be so much easier.
If we just gawkered it, you know, take that thing, add some snark to it, put it back out, and then there we go.
I would venture to guess that we could make 64,000 podcasts.
Yeah.
Three episodes a piece on shit like that.
We could. I mean, all we have to do is, like, talk about it. I mean, nobody's saying that a podcast episode has to be, like, a half an hour long.
Yeah, I mean, like, right? What does that have to be?
It has to be, like, I mean, like, a second for the metadata to take.
But
yeah.
That's still crazy.
It has to be, like,
64,000? That's
64,000.
That's it.
That is it.
How many podcasts are registered on iTunes? How many different...
That was 64,000. That's what I've seen.
Really?
The number that I read in...
Those are pretty good odds. Like, we might think that we're small fish and stuff, but 1 in 65,000, that's a good reason to buy 2 or 3 tickets.
That's like, it is. I mean, like, think about it. If you're walking around in a fair-sized city, let's say Des Moines, you know, you're 1 in 64,000, right?
True.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, I'm understating the population of Des Moines, but whatever.
Richland County has, like... 75,000 people.
Richland County, the county we're recording from,
yeah.
Here in Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, just, you know, picture, if you will, a gathering of all the podcasters in the world.
In, like, a stadium, basically.
Yeah, in a stadium.
Like a baseball
stadium. All sitting there with their microphones, podcasting. What I'm telling you, Chris, is we could get everybody together, you know, you, me, Merlin, Scott Simpson, Lonely Sandwich, Seth, Ja, Justin, Travis, Griffin, you know, Dante. Josh. We could get Josh, Shuckers. We could get, you know, hell, even Ira.
Really? Ira?
We might get Ira there, because he podcasts. He's one of those 64,000. He does, but they podcast it, okay? And I guarantee you, at least as many people listen to the podcast. Well, maybe. I don't know. Because our metric is all screwed up. You know?
Our personal metric?
Just in general. Because, like, stuff that goes out of the air, everybody can listen to it. But each of us in our own little, you know, digital bunkers, we all have our own stuff that we pay attention to, right? So our world seems bigger, even though it's much, much, much smaller.
So our lack of success in such a small pond is a negative thing.
No, I think it's a positive thing because, you know, even though we aren't touching as many people's lives, I'd say that we are, you know, touching them at least a little bit more profoundly, right? Because we're mentioning a lot of them by name.
So many people.
We're going to touch so many people. Right when you least suspect it, we're going to come in and we're going to, you know, rub up on you. We're going to rub up on you and mention you on, you know, the podcast, Dennis, right? We're going to mention you because it's an intimate relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
So what are we at on Facebook? Where are we at? Like 65
We're at
people?
65. We are at 65 people on Facebook. And if you're listening to this, you know, because it's around the holiday times, you have a little bit more free time, you're, you know, on a plane, you are flying on an aeroplane, you are riding in a car or on a train, you are eating Greg's green eggs and ham on a boat, in a moat, in with a stoat, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know,
stout
with the stout stone. If you're eating green eggs and ham with the stout
stone, crayon broke.
Your crayon. Can I see your masterpiece? You have a whole damn page filled up with blue.
Blue.
You know what? Because you're blue, daba diba da die, blaba diba da die, blaba diba da die.
I pick such awesome colors. I'm using the blue and gray crayon.
You draw in sad.
Oh,
no, but if we got every podcaster together, I think, you know, we could make a pretty good a pretty good Division II football game. Is that a Division II?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
This is a headline. Santa.com.
Yeah.
Kris Kringle, now on web, Facebook, email, and text.
What kind of petter ass is he?
Hey, kid.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, kid.
No, don't call him kid. Call him buddy.
No.
Hey, sport.
Because you're grown up. You're a grown up kid now. You're grown up. You can make your own decisions. What do you want and what do you fear? Kris. No. He sees you.
Little oyster Santa.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. And he knows how many followers you have on Twitter.
He does.
He does. He does, because Santa has upgraded to the digital age. See, you can go onto Santa.com and you can have him follow you on Twitter. You can write what you would like to see, and he will retweet what you are saying you want.
Retweet.
Retweet.
Tweet and retweet.
See, like, you tweet it, you toot it, you toot what you're saying, and he retweets what you tooted. He done tooted what you taught.
I wish that there was a camera for this.
Because that bug-eyed look he just gave me, because I'm sitting here playing with tenses like I'm going pro ice, right?
You're off the rails.
I am off the rails. I'm gesturing, I'm gesticulating, whatever, you know. Hey, Chris, hey, I have some news for you.
Yeah.
The world's smartest dog?
Yeah.
Lassie, I assume.
No.
Well, it's, you know, Lassie's in the bloodline, right?
Sure.
Okay, whatever. Timmy's in the well.
Where is the world's smartest dog these days?
He's in a space station.
Really?
No.
Are they growing beans on his back?
The world's smartest dog, Chris?
Yeah.
Knows more than 1,000 words.
Really?
1,000 words.
Huh. How does he talk on this?
A border collie named Chaser has learned the names of 122,000 items, more than any other animal, even the legendary Alex the Parrot. But it's all in a day's work for these researchers. Okay?
Okay.
So there are 1,000...
Because they know more than the dog's words.
So well, yeah, I mean, humans, they're asserting their dominance over all of mammalia, right? Yeah, but 1,022 words. Well, so our challenge, the TDRK challenge is name more than 1,022 objects. Let's expand that to nouns. Okay. So, airplane.
Goat.
Wing.
Lamp.
Engine.
Door.
Cabin.
Seat.
Damn it, why was I going to say seat? I don't know. See, the world's smartest dog is smarter than the two of us.
Dogs account for 63,000 of the podcasts. Apparently.
Pod dogs, Chris.
Pod dogs.
Pod dogs.
Look it up.
Dog pods.
I would bet you that that's a podcast.
Pod dogs?
There is definitely a podcast for dogs.
Okay, I'm going to go to the iTunes store. Do you want me to look up pod dogs or Dogcast? Look up Dogcast. There are all six of the top results for Dogcast.
Yes,
are Dogcast. There is Dogcast, all caps. Dogcast, all caps, by artist Dogcasters. The Dogcast. Dogcast for iPhone and iPod. Dogcast, all lower caps. And Dog, capital, space, lowercase caps. Cast.
Dog pods.
Dog. Dog pods. Let's see here. Nope, nothing like that. Pod dogs.
Pod dogs.
Did you mean... Did you mean songs by P.O.D.?
No.
No, I didn't. I didn't want that. But Dogcast is a thing.
Dogcast. You knew that was going to happen.
I did. I did. That's why I made the joke. But whatever. You know.
Who knows.
This has been Those Damn Roskits.